This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Joe, a lot going on today. What's not happening is rain. 24 hours ago, National Weather Service out of Pittsburgh posted flash flood warnings for eastern Allegheny County and into Westmoreland County. We don't have to deal with the rain, just the high heat as we push near 90. Joining us from the National Weather Service is meteorologist Mike Kennedy. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So we don't have that severe weather potential today, but that might come tomorrow afternoon. But these flash flood warnings are very important for people to pay attention to, obviously. What is the potential for heavy rain tomorrow?
Like you said, today should be largely dry. There's a frontal boundary that's kind of meandering over the area through the week, and it'll be pushed up a little bit farther north. It'll be a focus for rain, and the best way to put it is like pretty juicy.
Yeah, I know.
Very high precipitable water values. So like, and storms will be very slow moving. So that's why there's a limited, very limited severe threat as far as like wind, damaging winds go. But through the week, there's at least a marginal risk of flooding just because when it rains, it's going to pour.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's been very, very humid. So, all right, Mike, appreciate the update. We'll stay posted from the National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Kennedy. And while we did have some minor flash flooding relatively yesterday, again, in eastern Allegheny County and Westmoreland County, New York and New Jersey, including Manhattan, had issues too. And also the same places in Texas where they had catastrophic flooding. CBS's Michael George.
Last night's slow-moving storm that pummeled parts of New York City and New Jersey with heavy rain and flash floods. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy declaring a state of emergency due to the intense rainfall. In Linden, that's about 20 miles from Manhattan, more than 4 inches of water fell. Drivers were seen trapped by the floodwaters as rescuers tried to prevent the same thing from happening to others. In nearby Scotch Plains, where at one point the rain was falling at a rate of 3.5 inches an hour, an ambulance, a UPS truck, and a bus all struggled in the high water. And stunned Manhattanites taking videos of the water rushing through city streets. Central Park reporting 2.6 inches of rain. Water was seen gushing through a New York City subway station, flooding both the platform and the train tracks below. Subway service on several lines had to be suspended, while other lines suffered major delays. Now, subway service has since been restored for the morning commute with some delays. Well, more rainfall is also causing havoc in Central Texas. Crews looking for victims from the deadly July 4th floods had to stop rescue efforts and search for higher ground as heavy rain again hit the devastated region. The recovery efforts did resume as the rain finally subsided. At least 132 people were killed in the floods, and about 160 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities say it could take as long as 6 months to find some of those missing.
CBS's Michael George. So not only are floods an issue, but these wildfires too out west, which some at high altitude from Canada and from California, also in Arizona, Aaron, in the atmosphere, enough that out west they had to post alerts for air quality because of the wildfires. So we're on the far eastern side, but it still affects, you know, the upper atmosphere here.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is myself and people I've been talking to, if you know nothing about weather and how it can affect the ground, the clouds, the air, you're learning so much because I'm not a fan of humidity. And this is so obvious, but I'm talking to someone and I'm like, it's just been so humid. They're like, right, because we've been getting a lot of rain. And I'm like, duh. So it's just, it's a lot of extreme weather on all sides.
Yeah, when Mike Kennedy said juicy, boy, that's an accurate description. Where you're looking at relative humidity, when we talk about humidity, 97%, I mean, it's just so humid. And that's where we are right now. The dew point is 68. The humidity is 97%, which means the air is saturated with moisture. So when we do get the rains, the potential for those heavy downpours.
Right.
Because there's that much available moisture. And when they were talking about 3.5 inches of rain in an hour, I don't care where you live, that's going to cause major issues. And
yes.
If you saw any of the flooding they showed in New York City,
I think, again, so opposite of last summer. It's like causing us to be so intentional even about how you prep for the day. My ladies that have all the cups, what are you drinking throughout the day? Are you going to the pool? Whereas last summer, you just wake up and you're like, oh, it's going to be sunny and
another sunny
gorgeous
day. We had, after the cloudiest January in 2024 of any January with cloud cover of any month, then we had this incredibly wet April last year.
Yep.
Then we had a super sunny summer.
Yep, probably rained twice last summer.
Seemed like it anyway. But
right.
So right now we're at 69 degrees and it's soupy, or as Mike Kennedy said, juicy. Coming up, we're going to check in. The issues with traffic continue. A little confusion, and Alan will explain next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.